This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet!
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal!
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
They take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each
other.
Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here. Just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
was fighting for its life. Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached a critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. It's an honor to be with you all here today, as it is every single time I come on this amazing platform. And I'm so glad that Alex has been discussing the various ways in which humanity has been and is still under attack right now. I'm so grateful that InfoWars has never been afraid to go all the way. And I want to talk about that a little bit today, and I should have a guest coming on at 2:30. It looks like they're going to be able to come on. We're just waiting for confirmation of that. If not, we've got plenty to discuss. But I want to discuss the commentary out there at the moment, and I want to discuss the absolute psyop that we are witnessing before our very eyes, with the war in the Middle East and how people are being roped in, a little bit of a continuation of my broadcast on here last week. But, of course, a lot has eventuated since then. A lot of commentators arose out of COVID because, naturally, almost the whole world was against what was happening, or was at least in uproar in some way, shape or form, because they were affected by loss of jobs, mandates, not wanting to have an injection medically rape them. And so, you know, a lot of people started to criticize governments worldwide who were working in perfect coordination and in lockstep, forcing these bioweapon shots on humanity. And people started speaking out and building platforms on these various issues, like health mandates, censorship, government overreach, and that is all well and good, and I applaud them. But most of those commentators and platforms would only go so far, and they still do. Many of them only discuss the symptoms and are too afraid to dig all the way in to the cause. I've heard about 2%. Of these platforms discussing the root of most of our issues and really digging deep into the understanding of the disease, that being the ones who are really in control and what their ultimate goal is, and that is the soul of mankind. Let's be honest here. And I'm talking about larger platforms. I'm talking about those who really arose out of this period that humanity has lived under, and haven't addressed that this has been a war against humanity. InfoWars has never been afraid to go there. I've never been afraid to go there, and there are others. I'm by no stretch saying that, you know, it's just me and InfoWars. There are contributors to this platform, other platforms, the Stu Peters Network, many, Mike Adams, just to name a few. I don't want to leave out those who have. But what I am saying is, when you look at the commentators or media outlets today, the largest ones that are conservative and have made their names by commentating on world issues have really said diddly squat, excuse my Australian expression, jack all about the fact, for the most part, that we have in fact been in a full-scale war. Humanity has been in a full-scale war with the globalists that attacked us at least since COVID. Long before that, really, it goes back to the dawn of man, the attack on humanity. But at least since COVID. I can count probably on two hands, maybe not even that, the number of large platforms that have called these shots what they are, which is a bioweapon, that have identified that the WHO is run by a terrorist, that have identified that they are trying to build a world dictatorship through the United Nations and their political declaration, or a medical dictatorship through the amendments of the international health regulations. Very, very few people will discuss this. And so, tell me, which platforms told you about the bioweapons? Which platforms told you about the nanotechnology? The fact that there is a possibility that humanity is under mind control far beyond the kind of mind control that has existed for decades. The fact that the bioweapons were launched by the same globalists that are driving us into World War III. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to listen to in these times, but what I am going to say is that we are in the most serious spot that we have been in to date, humanity. And the platforms that go all the way are the only ones who have any chance of taking down this power structure. InfoWars isn't interested in entertainment. I don't come on here for entertainment. Sorry if that's what you're here for. I come here to tell you the truth. I think Alex is very much the same. It's an interesting broadcast. It's always interesting. Alex always brings interesting things on board. And he brings humanity along on the journey with him, but it's not for entertainment. And I'm sure he would agree. That's not the primary focus here. The primary focus is to inform humanity that they are under attack. And if they don't do anything about it, they will be overcome. They will be overcome by those who seek to absolutely obliterate us. I mean, totally take us into living hell. And when you have commentators telling you about this, are they actually painting you the picture? Are they actually painting you the picture of what that digital hell will look like? Have they told you about the digital gulag structure, about the smart cities, what they actually are, that there are streetlights in these smart cities that can kill you? Have they told you about the nanotech that could be controlling the brains of humanity right now? Have they gone that far? Well, if they haven't, then I would be hard-pressed to trust a lot of the commentary right now out there on World War III. Now, I'm not saying I always get it right. Not at all. I've made mistakes. I've made mistakes in the past week alone because the information is coming thick and fast, and we are in the middle of a psyop, right in the middle of it. And just like with the injections, how initially, my position was, I'm pro-choice. If you want to go get it, that's fine, just don't force it on me. And eventually that evolved into, no one should be taking this, they should be banned, and the criminals that endorse this should be held accountable in formal trials. That includes all of the health officials in Australia. It includes our Prime Minister at the time, Scott Morrison. It includes Kerry Chant. It includes Dr. Fauci. It includes Rochelle Walensky. All of the heads that came on TV and said safe and effective, are literally guilty of crimes against humanity, pushing something on the people that they knew would murder them, or at least a large portion. This is so serious that I don't know how we could possibly focus on entertainment ever again until we take down these criminals. Or how we could possibly just look at symptoms, how we could be this far into the game and just look at symptoms and not dig deeper and not evolve our understanding of the attack on humanity. How can we still have a simplistic view of just looking at the symptoms and not the cause of what is causing all of this destruction now on the cusp of World War III? Who's doing it? What is the point? I asked a question at the start of this. Why Israel and why now? The question is not really, and we're going to go into a little bit of this. I don't want to spend too much of my time on this, but we need to address it. The question is not, you know, who's at fault and I'm going to talk to you about proportionate response. The question is, why Israel? Why now? Who's fallen for the psyop? The evangelical Christian world? I want to talk about that after the break. Because right now, what they've done is divide all the people, and this is what I said last week, all the people that were working together and successfully for one common cause, which is take down our common enemy, whoever he is, and, you know, we can talk about that over time. No. Now they're divided, and they're trying to determine whose side are you on? What side are you going to pick? I'm on the same side I've always been on. The side of humanity and the side that is working to take down the power structure that aims to destroy us and is doing so before our very eyes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
welcome back. Now, the right, these pro-Israel Christians who have in their minds convinced themselves that Israel can do no wrong and must be protected at all costs, which is predominantly an evangelical belief, by the way, and it's not technically biblical at all, but, you know, we'll address that in another broadcast. These people are now resorting to classic leftist tactics, such as name-calling and calling for shutting down of free speech, actually, which 5 minutes ago they were staunchly opposing. We have people that built their platforms on combating censorship and government overreach now calling for the censorship of anyone who dares to criticize the current narrative or criticize the Israeli government, which, you know, I've made clear time and time again that I'm going to do, because what you're actually doing when you're criticizing governments is you are standing with the people of that nation. When I criticize the Australian government, it's because I love the Australian people and I want them to be free and free from the oppressive, tyrannical government that just keeps barreling forward with Agenda 2030, the New World Order. Same thing with the Israeli government. I want people to be free from their tyrannical government. And team, if you can roll the clip, I've sent two clips. I've got one which is an interview with Shimon, which I don't know that we'll get to. The other one, if you can roll it on silent as B-roll, of Israeli police beating Jews in the street. They were actually protesting reportedly outside a military recruitment building, and then the police just beat them on the street. The reason I'm showing you this is, number one, not all Jews hate Palestinians, first and foremost, you know, even though some people would have you believe that. And not all Jews agree with their government. And there are many Jews who are subject to tyranny in Israel. So when you say I support Israel, what are you actually saying? Are you saying I stand with these people who, you can stop rolling the clip now, guys. Are you saying I support the police who are beating their people in the street when they don't agree with the government? Are you saying I support Benjamin Netanyahu, who brags about putting the population into a trial with Pfizer, turning his people into what he calls a lab for Pfizer, so bragging about Israelis becoming lab rats? What exactly are you saying? Are you standing with the government of Israel, or are you standing with the innocent people that are currently being still subjected to tyranny? I reported on this last week. Now, if you're in Israel and you say something that, quote, harms national morale, you could go to jail and have your property seized. Is that not tyranny? Or tyranny exists everywhere. The deep state exists everywhere except Israel. Come on, people. We've got to be smarter than that. Team, if you can bring up the inews.co.uk article, Israel releases body cam footage of harrowing Hamas attacks in bid to counter conspiracy theories. And while the team bring that article up, I'm going to read some of it to you. We are witnessing a Holocaust denial-like phenomenon as people are casting doubt on the magnitude of the atrocities that Hamas committed, an Israeli spokesperson says. So apparently Israel have released that body cam footage in order to combat conspiracy theories and Holocaust denial-like phenomenon. Let me tell you what this does, and this is what the commentators, who again built their platforms on fighting censorship and fighting government tyranny, are now calling for censorship of individuals claiming that they're anti-Semites. I'm going to address it again. Here it is. Here's the link. Right? So they are now saying that if you are questioning anything, it actually equates to denying the atrocities occurred. No one is denying that the atrocities occurred. I just interviewed Shimon Janowitz, again, from Israel. That interview's up on zmedia.com. I encourage everyone to go and watch it, because last time we had him on InfoWars, we only got a short time with him. The reality is that many Israelis are asking questions, and their government's saying, don't you dare, don't you dare, or else we'll put you in prison and we'll take your house. That is tyranny. And that is indicative of the fact that they have something to hide. That's what they did to us during COVID. Don't ask questions. Don't criticize the shots. Don't do this or else. Israelis are being subjected to that right now. So if you want to stand with Israel, probably start there. Why aren't the people allowed to question their government right now? If you want to stand with Israel, stand against the tyrannical government and don't believe everything they tell you. I believe about this much coming out of the IDF right now. Zero. With good reason. And no one is denying that the atrocities occurred. No one is denying or saying that Hamas is great. People have been killed on both sides. There was definitely an invasion. I posted about this yesterday. What we are doing, however, is questioning why the Israeli government, who even Israeli news outlets criticize for founding Hamas terrorists, instructed a military stand down and ignored the warnings of an incoming attack. There's even an article today on news.com.au. I haven't had the time to send it through to the team, which is, you know, sort of the go-to in Australia. It's an MSM outlet, but predominantly online. And they're talking about one of the hostages that was released that is saying that, you know, for the most part, her captors, Hamas, treated her very kindly and gently. Now, that's not me saying Hamas are kind of gentle people. But she was criticizing the Israeli government. Here she is. She was criticizing the IDF and their failure to respond. Does she go to jail now? Does she lose her house? Because she is facing that for saying those things. Perhaps we should look at what they're trying to suppress. What we are doing, we're not denying atrocities, but we're questioning the Israeli government that allowed their people, in fact, forced their people to take a bioweapon that they knew would decimate their population, and it still is decimating their population, as is the Australian population. Excess deaths worldwide are still skyrocketing. The UK MP Andrew Bridgen just stood in the UK Parliament to discuss excess death deaths with extremely compelling evidence that this was due to the COVID injections. The parliament was basically empty. These parasite public servants, so-called public servants that serve no one but the globalists, didn't even turn up to hear what he said. So there is zero interest in why your people are dying en masse. These are the same governments that we're dealing with when they are pushing us into war. They haven't changed. They're still genocidal maniacs. Nothing has changed. They haven't suddenly started to care about humanity overnight. So what we are doing is not Holocaust denying. We are continuing to ask questions about who is actually responsible for the continued loss of innocent lives on Israelis and Palestinians alike. And I'm not afraid to do it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Todd Callender.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back to the Alex Jones Show, where only the brave venture all the way into the war against humanity. I know that every single listener of this show is not afraid to face the hardest truths that are out there, and for that I am grateful for every single one of you. We've got Todd Callender joining us now. Todd's an attorney who's been battling and advocating for mankind for some time. He's also the attorney that was in a courtroom where he asked about the term homoborgenesis, and they could not deny it. They did not deny it. And then USA Today and Forbes wrote an article trying to discredit that term. USA Today, in fact, claiming that they reached out to me directly, and they never did. So, Todd Callender, so wonderful to have you here today with me. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here. And by the way, they never reached out to me either, but there was a reporter in the courtroom when I said that. They had the opportunity. I was sitting right there and nobody asked me any questions.
Well, we're so glad that you've been able to come on today, Todd. Before we get into some of what we want to discuss today, which involves going all the way and some of, you know, what we still need to be talking about while everyone is distracted, I want to get your thoughts on the current PSYOP and the way that people are being sucked into this mess of information.
Yeah, well, it massive is right. And so there's a lot of different ones happening, but what I would say that there is a pretext for another global conflict. They're looking to spark a nuclear exchange. At the end of the day, in 1994, the nations of this world agreed that 7 billion people have to die. They don't care how it happens. They just care that it does happen. And I think when you have the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, told to stand down for 7 hours to allow an attack to happen, that is purposeful, and it is for the pretext of a war. And I think they're hopeful that Iran will kick off with a nuke, and that will create enough of a reason for everybody to get, you know, radiated to the eye of it.
Yeah. And, of course, hopeful that Iran will kick it off with a nuke. Iran that was just given or released had $6 million or $6 billion. Forgive me, I can't remember whether it was million or billion. Anyway,
billion.
Colossal figure released, which then Hamas thanked them for helping with some funds. So, I mean, you know, everyone's in bed with each other, and we seem to have forgotten that. We knew it 5 minutes ago, but we seem to have forgotten it. So I'm so glad that you're thinking clearly, Todd. Now, you sent me something which is actually a peer-reviewed or a published paper which was approved.
That's right.
First entered in January, reviewed in February, and then published in March of 2021. I've checked it, verified it. And if the team can actually bring up this PDF, I want to talk about it. This is the effect of coronavirus worldwide through misusing of wireless sensor networks. Todd, I was absolutely shocked when I saw this. Not so much because it shocked me, because I knew the information to be true some time ago. You've been exposing that, so has your team. I was shocked that we missed it in 2021.
Yeah, well, I don't think that it was released in 2021. These things have a way of making themselves out into the public realm from whistleblowers, and that's precisely what happened. But we sued the Department of Defense. It was the first one. We got whistleblowers from everywhere. And again, this one comes from another one of those whistleblowers. The truth always escapes. And this actually is the punctuation mark in our case against the DoD. What you said was right, homoporigenesis. But the use of cesium-137, which you and I talked about before, turns people that are the living tissue, when it's bound to the cesium-137, it turns them into transistors, transmitters, amplifiers, cloud computing nodes, and I know you've seen the Bill Gates patent that turns people into batteries and cloud computing nodes. This is the vindication. This is telling us, yes, we know how it worked, and we didn't intend. There's bad actors using this data. It was for us, not them, and now they're admitting to it.
Well, team, if you can scroll down that page a little bit, in the abstract, you can actually see that they say, Corona is a non-communicable disease, sensor disease. It's just scroll down a bit on the first page. Spreading worldwide through misusing. Yeah, it's highlighted. Through misusing of processed radio frequency. Yeah? It goes on to say the study aims to evaluate the maltreating of wireless sensor networks that affect individuals within the body boundary area. Wireless sensor data were collected from individuals' profile, diagnosis, and sensor node records at laboratory experiments. They're talking about the effect of these processed sensor nodes on individuals' body organs, and all individuals suffer from sensor disease because of high-speed electromagnetic tracking, radio tracking systems. Guys, this is what we've been saying the whole time, these symptoms, and it goes on, and we'll show it at the end, Todd. It goes on at the end of the document to talk about all the different diseases that are caused by these frequencies.
And then we wonder why it is when 10,000 transmitters, 5G transmitters, were turned on in Wuhan, Halloween night, 2019. We wonder why it was people started falling over dead. We wondered why 21 million Chinese ditched their 5G devices and their 5G subscriptions. I also sent you another document where our government and governments of this world, they patented the coronavirus. It was used for this purpose. It was intentional. 2007, they isolated it. Why? Because it has electromagnetic properties that allow for track and trace.
I mean, kudos to you, Todd, for getting these documents through discovery. It's absolutely fascinating to see it confirmed now for all the crazy cookers, as they would call us. I'd like to see what some of these outlets that have written hit pieces on both you and I would say today, reading this. How can you deny this? You know, the team have got one of the diagrams up on page 2. It actually says nowadays Medical sensor technology is essential in every step of healthcare. Wireless sensor network is an integrated infrastructure comprising sensing, computing, detecting, tracking, observing, and reacting to the individuals within geographic positioning systems locations.
That's right. And by the way, now they're making it zoonotic. What that means, Maria, is that they're jumping the barrier between species, and it's intentional. Why? Because they want to track not just you and I, they want to track our beef cattle. They want to track anything and everything they can, and by the way, remotely control it, because this also does allow that. And so what you will see now is a big rollout across the world, something called One Health. And what that means is that the regulators of this planet, those in public health that use it to institute medical martial law, are going to now extend that medical martial law to every plant and animal on the planet as well. Why? Because there's a war on viruses, just like terrorists. You can't identify what they look like, smell like, or see. Viruses may or may not even exist, but we're going to have a war on them through One Health. That's coming.
Yeah, that goal hasn't gone away, Todd. And this is, often I just did a broadcast last week on another show of mine, Uncensored, on the Stu Peters Network with James Rogowski, who's been focusing on the WHO. We have until the 1st of December, that is 5 weeks away, to reject the initial proposals by Biden to the international health regulations, which seek to make the WHO the dictators of the world. We have until the 1st of December, the 5 weeks. Who's talking about it still? They do this at the time where we're gaining the traction. I mean, some people are talking about it, don't get me wrong, but I could count them on one hand, because we've started to gain traction and awareness, and now this huge, huge crisis comes in. And I'm not diminishing what's happening in the Middle East. I'm saying they caused it to stop us from the traction that we had.
Yes. And by the way, it's not just that. You know, we had the EBS signal test on the 4th of October. People that I know tracked it, scientists tracked it. It wasn't just some EBS signal. This had huge modulation and spikes, which we know causes an effect on lipid nanoparticles. I am willing to bet you that we start having a hemorrhagic fever outbreak in the middle of next month, because that's exactly what will cause that distraction. And by the way, you and I both know it's six magic words. Public health emergency of international concern. Those words need only be uttered by the director of the World Health Organization. And according to law, all of the law put in place, he becomes the world dictator, the sole authority. Public health is now medical.
Gonna,
it is now martial.
Let's talk about that more on the other side of this break, Todd, because there are many, many possibilities over the next few weeks, and we can discuss what...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're here with Todd Callender. Now, before the break, Todd was saying that he thinks that potentially there could be a hemorrhagic fever coming soon. I don't know when the timeline for that will be. Personally, I think they're going to wait a little bit to do that, Todd, because they're on the war thing now. And again, not diminishing the suffering of the people in that region. I'm just saying it's an orchestration. But what I do want to do is address what you said. You said that the October 4 EBS was not just an EBS. The frequencies, I've seen many people who took measure of the frequencies on that day and they were devastatingly high. I just want to bring up, if the team can, from that PDF, page 23, to back up what Todd is saying. It says, Appendix C, CASID. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Common acute sensor infections and disorders due to misusing of sensor technology within GPS locations. Look what it says there. COVID-19, laryngitis, tracheal cancer, leptospirosis, heart attack even, Ebola. Go down the list of all of these, breast cancer, dermatitis even. Go, team, if you can, to page 24, where it clearly says Marburg hemorrhagic fever. I don't know when they're going to do it, but I know they can do it. Page 24, and clearly they say that Marburg hemorrhagic fever can be caused by misusing sensor technology. And you think that they aren't misusing it? Todd.
Oh, dear Lord, we have so many whistleblowers. We have targeted individuals. We got clients in my law firm who have been tortured for decades with this very same kind of technology. This is not new, Maria. You know, we've got, for instance, you and I both know Colonel Chambers. He is a victim of the Havana syndrome, the AHI tax, a Green Beret medical doctor doing his best for our government. And yet this is the poor guy that gets zapped in the head. This is not new. They've been doing it a long time. And I sent you another asset, the Future Strategic Issues Warfare by NASA Langley research paper. I would love for some people to look at page 2 because it says what bots, Borgs, and human in the age of 2025. This whole document talks about what it is they're going to do to us. In 2001, it's written, by 2025, there's going to be bots. And they're going to drop them to the air. They'll be drilling into our lungs and causing disease. All of it is right here. They've told us everything.
I think we don't have time to go through all of it today, Todd. What I will do definitely is organize a longer sit down with you, and we'll get that up on zmedia.com, on band.video, so that people can look through all of those documents and we can really explain what the plan is here. The plan has always been transhumanism and complete total control of humanity. You also mentioned to me something interesting, Todd, which you wanted to discuss regarding the Trump case. Talk to us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so you might recall we filed something called the Rick Quill Warranto some months ago, where we found that not a single member of the Biden cabinet has a valid oath of office. That turned into a bigger issue where Lisa McGee's, our chief researcher, started doing FOIA requests of everybody, including Jack Smith, the guy that the special counsel that was appointed to prosecute Mr. Trump. The Department of Justice sent us a response saying, well, you're right. They had two defective oaths of office. They said, we admit that these are defective. We should probably get one from him. The reason why it's important is 5 U.S.C., that's the United States Code, 3331 and 3332 says, without this written oath of office, you have no authority. You're not officially serving. This guy is prosecuting Mr. Trump no different than the U.S. attorney with a defective oath is prosecuting January 6th. They have no authority to do it, and they're doing it anyway. What does that mean? It means the entire thing, our entire government, this is all a show. It's a facade. Nothing other than that. None of it's legal.
Well, what do people need to do about this, Todd? Because we have the same problem in every country. Our governments are not governments. They're corporations.
That's right. We need to opt out. Ignore them. They have no authority over you. Our nation was started by a bunch of people gathering together saying, these are our boundaries. We're going to defend this. We're going to jointly develop the resources. We have to go back to that. Anybody that says they're with the government are pretending, because all of those people were appointed without the oaths of office, which means like fruit of the poisonous tree, their oaths are also defective. This is a do-over. This is restoration of our republic. And we group together and we start right now in every country.
Well, let me ask you, Todd, is this, I know that sheriffs have a lot more power, let's say, or a lot more say in the United States than they do in Australia. Our sheriffs really only come to, you know, seize your property if you're not paying your rent.
Yeah.
Can the sheriffs do something about the fact that everyone is essentially illegally in government right now?
They can. They absolutely can. So if you find a sheriff who does have an oath of office, sheriffs, it will be by state constitution and state law, not by federal law. If they have a valid oath of office, the answer is yes, they can actually prosecute. They can arrest and prosecute these people for one of two things. Either they are impersonating a federal official because they don't have an oath, or if they make the claim I was acting under color of law, then you prosecute them for treason and sedition. One's a hanging offense, one's a jail offense. It's really up to the defendant. Either way, they are criminals conducting criminal enterprises, criminal activities for which they must be arrested. It is the obligation of law enforcement to enforce the law, which includes stopping these people from usurping our country, from opening the borders, from welding the gates open. Mayorkas does not have an oath of office. He didn't bother, but he's the guy saying leave the border open. If you're a sheriff, you have an obligation to enforce our laws. That's why you were hired. You got a badge and gun, use it.
Well, I think this is particularly important, and people might say, well, this is small in the grand scheme of things, considering we're on the verge of World War III. No, no, we are on the verge of World War III because our governments have been co-opted by, or we're in it, sure. We're in World War III because our governments have been co-opted by corporations, because our governments have corporations posing as governments.
Maria, it's a war on humanity. Every government, you said government's plural, that's right. They all agreed in 1994, 7 billion people got to go. That was the Cairo document. Simply executing on the
Sorry,
planet.
Sorry, Todd, we just lost you there.
This is a war on humanity.
We just lost you there. Talk about the Cairo 1994 event.
1994, the countries of this world gathered in Cairo, Egypt, and they decided 7 billion people have to die. They have to be 7 billion off this planet. We are in the
We keep losing you, Todd. I don't know if it's your internet connection. It looks like we've lost him. If we can get Todd back for the next couple of minutes before the end of this segment, that'd be great. If not, I really do want to offer some commentary and a close on what he's just said. like I just said, we're in this mess because we have essentially fake governments running around, corporations telling us that they're governments. This problem is worldwide. In fact, lawyer Rainer Fuhlmich, Dr. Rainer Fuhlmich, identified this as he was conducting his investigations through the Corona Investigative Committee. He said that it's the same problem in every country, Maria. Todd's back. Todd, we've got a couple of minutes left for the close. Just continue on with what you were saying about in Cairo.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is in 1994, the world's governments got together in Cairo, Egypt, and they made an accord. It was a depopulation accord. They agreed that 7 billion people have to leave this planet. My point to you is that we are in the middle of World War III, and the war in this case is on humanity. It's not country versus country. If you look at what happened in Wuhan, the coordination of the release of this toxin and the response, it was military in nature because the war goes past boundaries, past borders, onto humanity itself. We must collectively put aside all of our division and realize that it is our humanity that unites us. It's time to take our planet back. This is our time.
Well, Todd, I want to ask you, because I've been very, very astounded at the division currently within, you know, all of the people that were 2 seconds ago realizing that we have a common enemy. Do you think that it's possible, and I asked Mike Adams the same thing, you know, he had he put out a post saying it seems that since the October 4th EBS, people have lost their minds. Is it possible that there is currently some sort of transmission that is doing this to people, making them unable to think clearly?
Absolutely. And this is my point. For property crimes, for things of this nature, I'd rather be judged by 12 jurors than carried by 6 pallbearers. There is one common denominator here, and that's the EMF. It's the signals that are affecting us. Undoubtedly, that is the case. Why are there 12 or 14 thick cables, 2 inches thick of copper, going to a tower whereby, you know, 1,000 watts would transmit 30 miles? Why do we have 3 megawatts of power going to our cell phone towers? That's the common denominator.
Yeah, I think you're right. Todd, we're out of time today. I'll definitely get you back on for a longer chat, and we'll get that up on both Z-Media and Band.Video. We're so appreciative of your time today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to all of the listeners. I'm asking you, God bless you, I'm asking you to please support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a signed book, a signed copy of Alex's book as a fundraiser to keep this important platform going. Only a handful of platforms will go this far, as we've just demonstrated in this conversation. We need to support them. Thank you and God bless.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.